Good morning. It's March 19th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. In a legal battle that's capturing national attention, former President Donald Trump finds himself in a precarious financial position as he and his co-defendants grapple with securing a staggering $464 million bond. This requirement comes from New York Attorney General Letitia James, aimed at preventing them from dodging a civil fraud judgment during their appeal process. Trump's legal team is hitting a wall, claiming it's concretely impossible for the former president to meet this financial demand. They're pushing for his real estate holdings to be accepted as collateral instead, arguing that the judgment against him is grossly disproportional, and emphasizes that there were no victims or financial losses stemming from their actions. The clock is ticking for Trump and his legal team. Without the bond, starting March 25th, Attorney General James will have the authority to begin seizing Trump's assets, unless the appeals court steps in to offer relief. This situation is underscored by Trump's recent posting of a $91 million bond in a separate defamation case, suggesting a tightening financial situation. Despite these legal entanglements and their potential financial ramifications, Trump's standing among the public appears unwavering. He is currently polling neck and neck with President Joe Biden, indicating that his political influence remains strong amidst ongoing legal challenges. This juxtaposition of legal struggles and political viability paints a complex picture of Trump's current landscape as he navigates significant legal hurdles while maintaining a solid base of support. In a revealing interview, Elon Musk opened up about his mental health, sharing that he uses ketamine under a doctor's prescription to manage his depression. This candid disclosure has sparked a whirlwind of reactions and raised questions about his leadership. Musk, in conversation with Don Lemon, emphasized that despite his use of ketamine, he remains almost always sober, especially when engaging on his social media platform, X. He attributes his struggle with depression to genetics and firmly denies any misuse of the medication, asserting his ability to maintain long work hours. However, the fallout from this interview was immediate and significant. Musk faced professional consequences, notably the termination of an exclusive content deal with X and the cancellation of a planned partnership with Don Lemon. This has led to growing concerns among executives about Musk's decision-making capabilities and overall leadership within his companies. Despite these challenges, Musk discussed his unwavering work ethic, the hurdles and future ambitions for X, and his commitment to leading innovation. Amidst this controversy, Business Insider reached out to Musk for comment, which went unanswered, leaving the business and tech communities pondering the implications of Musk's ketamine use on his professional endeavors and leadership. The world of space exploration and military aviation mourns the loss of a true pioneer, as retired Air Force General and astronaut Thomas P. Stafford has passed away at the age of 93. After an illustrious career that took him from the depths of the Cold War into the far reaches of space, Stafford succumbed to liver cancer in Indian Harbor, Florida, leaving behind a legacy that spans the heights of aerospace achievement. Stafford's journey into history began with piloting the Gemini 6 and 9 missions, commanding the Apollo 10 mission that set the stage for the moon landing, and leading the groundbreaking Apollo-Soyuz mission. This latter mission marked a significant thaw in U.S.-Soviet relations during the Cold War, with Stafford forming a close bond with Russian General Alexei Leonov. Beyond his space missions, Stafford played a pivotal role in integrating Russia into the International Space Station project and contributed to the development of the Hubble Space Telescope. His career statistics are staggering. 507 hours in space, piloting 4 different types of spacecraft, and flying 127 types of aircraft and helicopters. After retiring from the Air Force, Stafford didn't slow down. He transitioned into an executive role in the transportation sector before eventually settling in Florida. His impact on space exploration and international cooperation in space has been recognized by NASA, with Administrator Bill Nelson calling him a giant and a peacemaker in Apollo-Soyuz. Stafford's legacy will be honored in Weatherford, Oklahoma, where he was born and where his final services and internment will take place. He leaves behind his wife, Linda Dishman, two sons he adopted from Russia, and a world forever changed by his contributions to space exploration and international diplomacy. As the sun rose over Miami, a beacon of hope landed for dozens of U.S. citizens fleeing a mélange of violence and political upheaval in Haiti. On a government-chartered flight from Cap Haitien, over 30 individuals sought refuge from an environment where safety has become a distant memory, marking a critical moment in the ongoing crisis gripping the Caribbean nation. The backdrop of this evacuation is a Haiti entangled in escalating gang violence and political instability. The catalyst for this dire situation was the closure of Port-au-Prince's main airport, a consequence of relentless clashes between gangs and police forces. This turmoil was further inflamed by the resignation of Prime Minister Ariel Henry, which plunged the country deeper into a power vacuum and heightened gang aggression. In response to the deteriorating security landscape, the U.S. military deployed additional forces to reinforce the security at the U.S. Embassy, situated in a neighborhood largely under gang control. This move came alongside the State Department's announcement of limited charter flights from Cap Haitien, a less chaotic city compared to the capital, to evacuate U.S. citizens. Those evacuated have agreed to a promissory bill to reimburse the government for their flights, a testament to the desperate measures being taken to ensure their safety. As these evacuees touch down in Miami, they are met with a mix of relief and uncertainty. Officials are now tasked with helping them determine their next steps amidst a situation that remains fluid and fraught with challenges. The State Department continues to examine options for the departure of several hundred more U.S. citizens still stranded in Haiti as the nation holds its breath for the establishment of a transitional presidential council. With the main airport in Port-au-Prince shuttered due to gang attacks and many Haitians pushed to the brink of famine, the crisis underscores the urgent need for a resolution that can restore peace and stability to this beleaguered country. In a groundbreaking move, the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, has announced a complete ban on chrysotile asbestos, marking a significant stride in public health protection. This decision brings the United States in line with over 50 other countries that have already taken steps to eliminate the use of this hazardous material. Chrysotile asbestos, the last form of asbestos still regulated for use and import in the U.S., has been linked to a range of serious health issues, including cancer. The ban not only halts its use but also sets a 12-year phase-out period for industries to transition to safer, non-asbestos alternatives. This approach aims to minimize disruption while ensuring a healthier future for American workers and families. The action has been widely praised by public health advocates who see it as a long overdue measure to protect people from asbestos-related diseases. However, some are calling for even more comprehensive legislation from Congress to ban all types of asbestos, not just chrysotile, to ensure no loopholes remain. This landmark ruling is the first major enforcement under the 2016 Frank Lautenberg Chemical Safety Act, a testament to the Act's potential in safeguarding communities from toxic chemicals. The ban on chrysotile asbestos signifies a pivotal moment in U.S. chemical safety regulation, promising a safer environment for current and future generations. This has been your daily brief in U.S. news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.